because cherries are delicious.
All right, we are recording.
Yay!
All right, so, let's see. So in my other group, I often have the players do a recap. How are people feeling about that? I know we only meet about once a month. Is that something you guys want to do, or do you just want me to handle it?
I think that if someone wants to do it, they can volunteer, but maybe you should.
All right.
Because so, I know that I do not listen at
so
the time.
So, last time, the two small groups that had worked together previously met up under the direction of Valthrun the Prescient, who had tasked you all with fighting a manticore. So, you did what reasonable adventurers would do and tried to figure out, like, what's manticores? Like, what's their weaknesses? You, went shopping and purchased some supplies to help with the fight, including a big net. You tried to buy some poison, but were quickly priced out of that. And then the socially ill-adjusted shopkeep kept trying to push lavender on you guys, and then you guys weren't really biting on it. But did try to extract a promise from Frigg that Frigg would come back and have tea with her. You guys then
I don't know about promise. It was kind of like sure. I think that shopkeeper definitely thought you promised. You may not have meant like 100%. I'll be back, but the shopkeeper was like,
"Shouldn't have
yes.
said you were friends, man." She ran with it. She was like, "I have a friend now!"
Yay! She was very delighted.
She got me Jackson you.
Oh God!
That's exactly what happened.
Or. Going back to, I see she rosed you.
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to proceed. You guys then ventured forth into the countryside, heading down to the kind of marshlands southeast of the city to an abandoned tower where you found a poisoned manticore staying. You guys tried to come up with a plan on the fly and then just sort of devolved into, no, let's just kill it.
I recall I yelled and threw a rock.
Well, you guys are trying to be stealthy, and then I think Punchy saw a bunny. And just sounded the we're not stealthing anymore alarm of just screaming on a log in the middle of a river. Mm-hmm. The manticore came out, said some creepy things to Frigg about Lilith and all that jazz. Oh, you did stop by a Lilith temple to get a blessing, which you got a book of scripture, which you then gave to Altair. anyway, you guys were able to defeat the manticore pretty handily. Punchy ripped out its heart. Punching into its chest and ripping out its heart. And then you guys looted looted its lair and found below it a hidden trap door that led into a spooky cellar.
I think the most important part is that Altair found it and was like, "Hey guys!" It just went down without any sort of fucking.
In the creepy cellar, you found a statue of a god that no longer exists, a table with freshly cooked food on it that you were all immediately suspicious of.
I wonder why.
In a room with two sarcophagi and four beds. You understandably did not want to disturb the sarcophagi, however, you did find at the foot of each bed chests. Each of which had some items. You found some healing potions, some scrolls, and in one of them, a picture of the lot of you at the moment of unrolling, reading the scroll, which creeped out Shadow Moss a lot. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you were more focused on these little statues and trying to figure out if they did anything, and they didn't. Punchy was also trying to eat the food, or wanted to eat the food, but was resisting the temptation to eat the food, and then got upset and left and made some food. you guys finished looting the cellar and then headed back to town, where you confronted Valthrun and accused him of planting the picture of the lot of you in there, which he insisted he had nothing to do with. He paid you, importantly. You guys split your earnings amongst each other. Frigg sold the dulcimer that she had to the bartender.
For 8 gold?
20 gold.
Why don't I have that written down? Where did this 8 gold come from?
I think it's just from half of a... I think it's just longsword you sold. Mm. And then you guys bickered with each other into the night. And that's where we end the session.
That sounds accurate.
Did we have a direction planned? Like,
nope.
For next
time? No. That's part of the secrets this afternoon. We were listening to it, and he goes, He looks at the time on it. I'll be right back. 2 hours later, he comes downstairs. Did you hear what I was doing upstairs? No. Good. The fuck were you doing that would make noise?
All right, now before we start, I assigned a simple homework task of tell me something tell me what your character loves, what your character hates, and what your character fears. We will start arbitrarily enough with No Man, and then work our way around the table. So, No Man, what does No Man?
He loves peace and quiet. As you would expect.
Why are you hanging out with us?
Well, he's got a picture of
him. He has stuff to do. He's not going to tell you what it is.
And what does he hate?
Noise and mayhem.
Noise and mayhem.
Sorry, Punchy.
I know, it's like the opposite of Punchy.
And what does he fear?
More questions.
More questions.
I fucking love you, Ruby.
Well played. Well
I'm
played.
Just
kind of
put that in your folder when you're done with it.
Oh god, that's hilarious.
That's so good.
Holy shit. Frigg.
Frigg loves good beer. Mm-hmm. She hates bad beer. She fears failing in her mission from Lilith.
Alright.
Altair loves learning new things mm-hmm. to nearly an obsessive point. Mm-hmm. She hates racist elves and dwarves. And she was actually in quite a few fist fights as a child because of racists. And her greatest fear is losing her stuff. Any of it. Her pens, her ink, her spellbook. Oh my god. Like, she doesn't like to misplace or lose her things. She's a little obsessive about it.
To the point of, like, OCD, or...
No, I would say it's probably the level that I hate it, because this is a very, like, this is an actual fear that I have. And, yeah.
And we shut that speaker off.
I'm muting it now, yeah.
Okay, Braxis loves language. Learning languages is kind of like a thing. Mm-hmm. He hates the idea of a loss of freedom, be that jail, slavery, mind control, mm-hmm. whatever. His biggest fear is zombies. He does not like zombies because humans are already gross, and when they're rotting and eating other humans and stuff, it's gross.
So Shadow Moss, appropriately enough, loves babies. Loves babies. All babies.
Mm-hmm.
She fears crowds. Too many people around her and cities, she gets very nervous and anxious. And she hates authority figures.
Mm-hmm. And Punchy?
I love fighting or battles.
Mm-hmm.
I fear rabbits, duh. Their ears are fucking creepy. And she hates talking.
Alright. Give each of yourself 50 bonus experience points for that.
Yeah.
Alright, I think we ended last session on the 4th of Sylvian. It's currently the night.
The night?
The night.
Okay.
You're all in bed. And I've got a little something to play for you.
Mm. What was he doing?
I think you're about to find out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You are walking down the streets of Kraelsen. The streets are empty. The sky is dark and tumultuous. You look around you and see the people you've been adventuring with recently walking along with you. As you walk further down the street, you see a stag on fire, walking calmly across the street. The dark, heavy clouds part ways for a moment, revealing the sun behind it. The sun warms your face, but soon begins to darken. A dark circle eclipses across it. As blackness envelops the sun, you find yourself standing no longer on the streets of Kraelsen, but rather in a dark forest. You and your companions make your way through, pushing twisted branches away from your face, navigating the labyrinthian structure of the wood. You make your way into a clearing where all the trees are gone. Gray, ashy husks of what once used to be a vibrant forest extends as far as the eye can see, In the clearing, darkness begins to manifest. The darkness grows in intensity until it's no longer darkness, but a void, a nothing where something once was. You wake up in your bed, covered in sweat.
I never thought I was freaking out right now!
Each of you have that dream and wake up that morning.
Mm. You mean Altair?
Nope, Nerissa. Altair. I mean, Altair's Altair freaking out. But Nerissa fucking knows what this is. And
it is the fifth of Sylvian.
Shit out.
And we'll start with you, Nomi. You wake up covered in sweat in your monastery.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm unsettled.
The dream you had was very vivid. Didn't it feel almost real, not like dreams normally feel.
I head out to the... What is it called?
Broken Staff?
Broken Staff.
Well, before you go, your mentor... Your mentor, a dragonborn named Uragil, U-R-I-G-I-L, is engaged in your normal morning meditations, along with several of your other monk compatriots, including several dragonborn and some other elves. And after your morning meditation, Uragil looks up at you, Noman, and says, Noman. He, by the way, is a 7.5 foot tall dragonborn. Bronze scales cover his body. He has martial skills that you aspire to, but are nowhere near matching. He says, Noman, tell me about your recent exploits.
I went with a group of folks to fight a manticore. And we were successful.
He says, how did that make you feel?
More questions. No!
More questions.
I think we did something good there. Even though I think I did it for the wrong reasons.
What reason did you do it for?
Well, I wanted the money, I think. And the experience. But the money.
He says, and why do you think these to be the wrong reasons?
That is a good question. I don't know. I suppose it would be nicer if I had done it for nobler reasons, like helping people. But that was not the only reason why I did that.
He says, how many years have you been here at the monastery, Noman?
17.
He says, and in that 17 years, how many miles out away from the monastery would you think you've traveled?
Maybe 10, maybe 15.
It's less than a mile a year.
He
says, now take a look at Kel here. Another dragonborn is sitting next to you. You've never really liked Kel. He's very boisterous and very kind of cocky. He practices the way of the drunken master, which you think is just kind of silly. Kel's like, yeah, what do you mean? And he says, Kel here, he's a sailor. He leaves the monastery and travels around the world. Why do you do that, Kel? Well, I get money, which I can then spend on booze and women and men. It's pretty great. He says, now, would you question Kel's motives in this regard?
No, I don't think so.
He says...
He seems to know what he wants, which is good.
He says, in the time he's been away, he's gained much experience, and his skills have improved more dramatically than they could have here at the monastery.
Are you saying that I should follow a similar path to go further away from the monastery?
He says, you're of course always welcome here, but I think finding your motivations in the world outside of the monastery are important. He says, and perhaps whether it's devoting yourself to the greater good for no other reason than altruism, one way, or whether you just want to sail around the world and get drunk and have sex with people. He says, the important thing is Kel has found his truth to himself. He says, right now I feel like you're following my path. He says, and I feel perhaps this is the time where our paths should, if not permanently, at least for now, split.
Okay. seems like reasonable advice.
He says these folks you've been hanging out with seem like interesting people.
Perhaps. I've only spent a few nights with them. Well, a few days.
He says, and then at night you've gone further away from Krillson than you ever have before and slayed
him. That is true.
And you slew a manticore.
That is also true, yeah.
He says, you've done valuable work in the world and made yourself a little richer in the process.
That is also true.
He says, perhaps you should continue with this.
I probably will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He says, it's a dangerous world out there. He says, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
He reaches into a pouch and he pulls out a small bag and hands it to you. He says, here's a little something to help you along your way.
Okay, I'll look at it.
In the pouch there's 25 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. So it should cover some end stays. It says, food needs.
Oh, thank you. That was very generous.
Yes. He says, and of course, you know, send us a gnome. Let us know of your travels and exploits. So, for those of you who don't know, the gnome system, the Carthel has what's called the National Office of the Mail. Gnome. They're the ones that deliver letters. Right. So
the TLDR is get the fuck out of the nest, baby bird.
Yes.
What does TLDR mean?
Too long didn't read.
It's a summation.
Oh!
Like what the basic point is.
The world makes so much more sense now.
It does. You know, there's no way to look up those kind of things. Like, you can't just put in TLDR, what does it mean? And I've never been able to find it.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Dictionary?
UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah, I just Googled it. And
I've also heard people pronounce it Teal-dur.
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 I like it.
All right. So, Teal-dur, get the fuck out.
Go,
that,
baby.
That was the impression I got. But he said it much better.
All right, meanwhile, back at the Broken Staff.
Punchy and I are sharing a room, I believe. So, do we wake up at the exact same time?
You wake up at the exact same time, panting and covered in sweat.
Punchy is terrified.
Mm-hmm.
She jumps out of bed with her broadsword and throws out, like, the biggest, like, growl yell that she can, thinking that hopefully that'll scare whatever she was dreaming about away.
The three of you wake up at the same time in different rooms, and a moment later, you hear a large roar come from a room down the hall.
Oh, God!
Punchy! Seriously, that's so loud! There's nothing here! Wow! Oh, my goodness! Why are you doing this?
Well, there's nothing here now.
Oh, I just had the worst dream.
Do I know where that came from? Mm-hmm. Can I, like, okay. Because I'm about bursting your room, axes drawn.
What?
Ah! Oh my god, freak! What the fuck are you doing?
I just, Lilith sent me a dream and then I heard this noise and I came to defeat whatever was. What?
It's just punchy, isn't it?
I got it. Don't worry about it.
You killed it! I love it! I stick my head out the door.
Why did you make that noise?
Because there were things and I was scared.
Is everybody okay?
Did you have a scary
dream too?
Yeah.
I think that's what that was. I'm still not sure.
What happened in your dream?
There was a stag on fire. And there was
you
a forest.
Too.
I have had that dream before and today. In darkness. We need to talk.
OOG, I decided that I was going to do a Minnesota accent.
We know. <noticed.
laughs> Just so everyone's on board with my absurd.
We can retcon that later. Or maybe that's the dream. After this, the dream.
The dream made me Minnesotan.
You hear, I had that dream too, and you look up, and I'm hugging a rafter, hiding in the shadow.
Inspiration point, Jason.
How did you get here in our room?
No, I had my own room, but I heard the scream.
Raise your hand if you have inspiration at the moment, by the way, just so I know.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. Are you, hand raised? I just didn't catch your way. You three don't?
Yeah, I don't. I used mine.
All right. I have also dreamt of the stag with the fiery eyes before. I think we should regroup, and I'll tell you what I know. Breakfast in 15 minutes.
I like breakfast.
It's not breakfast time. Yeah.
All
And it's the fifth night?
I don't think anyone's going back to sleep.
Want some help down?
Would you get down?
Why are you up there?
I was hiding in shadows. That's where they are.
I reach up and gingerly...
Turn him around, push him on the butt, go!
Thank you.
Oh, God, I love it.
15 minutes later.
How tall is Braxis, by the way?
I don't know where that is.
It's in the back. It's you, the have back. It, you have it.
5'10". Five, ten. Right. Not super tall for an elf.
Yep. All right. So 15 minutes later, around the breakfast table.
Is the food good?
Food's good.
Okay.
And actually, can we do me a DM favor? Can we say you wait like an hour before you eat breakfast?
So that Noman can get here?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were all sweaty, I so I probably to, need
yes.
You bathe. You bathe, you use the bath, uh-huh. All that stuff. An hour later, you come down for breakfast, okay. Right about the time that Noman is coincidentally...
Oh, can we say that all of us got there at an hour, except for Frigg, who's been waiting for us?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frigg, you're on your third cup of coffee.
I love it.
Okay. So everybody sits down and then Noman walks in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care about Noman, so...
Noman!
Hello.
Hi!
Hi.
How are you doing?
A little unsettled.
Did you have a scary dream, too?
Yes, I did.
Come here, we're all talking about it. What the fuck just happened, y'all?
I love you so fucking much. It's just ridiculous how much I love you.
Anyone have any insights on this dream?
Yes, I have dreamt about the stag with the fiery eyes before, right? It had fiery eyes?
It was on fire.
It was the fiery, the flaming stag.
Mm-hmm. I went to a flaming stag party once, but that's a bit...
I may have mentioned that the god Lilith has sent me to save the world. I think this is related. So we should go save the world, and that's my insight.
Well, why would Lilith give a damn about us?
Hell if I know, but all of us had the same damn dream.
It was really freaky.
I mean, she's the chosen one, and I guess
nonsense.
Y'all will help save the world with us.
So, I rolled last time on Blight, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I don't have anything else to add. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to cross the streams between Altair and Narasthana.
Mm-hmm. But you guys do know what you mean. You saw the Valthrin told you a little bit about it. You saw the
goop.
The goop from the manticore. I mean, mm-hmm. You guys have a little yeah. Base knowledge into there.
Is there a temple of Kolth in town?
Yes.
I want to go to the temple of Kolth.
Why?
So I can research.
Kolth, by the way,
is
the god of knowledge, so that's libraries and all.
Okay.
Everyone would know that.
Because... Research is good.
But what are you going... Are you just going to go in there and look for flaming stags? Like, what is... How are you going to learn anything?
You said that I kind of have an idea that this is the Blight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, the Blight. I don't know enough about the Blight. Like, we need to know more about that. That, because it's scary. It's a scary place. It's a place that we're apparently going to be soon, and that's scary!
You don't throw dice at someone until you know their dice aren't weighted. I think doing your research is a good idea.
Sounds boring.
How oh, by the way,
separate and do some tasks.
Last time I said I didn't know what the Lilith's words are, there may the odds always be in your favor.
But may the odds ever be in your favor? Is that what it is?
May the odds always be in your favor.
Okay.
I don't want to get sued. So.
Right. Don't get sued. May the odds always be in your favor. I love it. So, how long will you guys give me to spend in the... Because, I mean, I'll stay in there all day.
Can you focus?
I'm really good at research.
Yes, but you need to research one thing.
Yeah, I'm really good at research.
Okay, so here's the question. We all are supposed to be in this Blight, but we have no idea why or how we get there.
Which is why we need to know more.
I can go to Lilith's temple and see if she wants to talk to me some more while she's researching.
Let's split the party in six directions.
Oh, no! No, I'll follow there, I think.
So,
seems like a quiet place. So.
I read something. Love it. So what was the end of the thing? It was a void expanding?
Yeah, the darkness turned into a void.
Darkness turning into a void.
Like, coming darker and darker until it was just a void of nothing.
The blight is really scary. I think I need to research more and roll really high on my research roll so that we can decide what to do. And plus, do I know where it's at? Do I know it's on the other side of the continent? Or the known map, anyway?
The country?
A country, yeah. Or am I going to have to look that up?
You have a general idea where it is.
It's really far away from here. Like, I don't know exactly where it's at, but it's not close. So, I mean, at this point, we need, like, maps and stuff.
I have an idea. What if we call on our wizard friend, Balthrum, for information? We could be like, share your wisdom with us.
Do you know how to get in touch with Balthrum?
Do you know how to contact him?
He's a wizard. You're just supposed to say his name or something.
Balthrum, Balthrum, Balthrum. And you have to do it in the bathroom in front of a mirror. And light a candle first.
Balthrum, Balthrum, Balthrum.
It's worth
okay,
a shot.
Well,
we don't know very many wizards.
Punchy, do you want to go picnic while these nerds are at the library?
Actually, I was going to suggest you two come with me and we go look for babies.
What do you need babies for?
She needs a baby.
I need my baby, you loser!
But I could make some inquiries, get some information for you.
And I could be the muscle.
Do you really want
exactly.
to take a baby into the light?
I promised I would help her look for her baby.
What does she have on you?
I'm just looking for money and opportunity. So
you got money? What does she have on you?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Just kidding. That nothing. He doesn't want to go be a nerd like y'all.
Now, basically, I want to go talk to people in the underworld, and I want Punchy with me.
And unfortunately, I go with Punchy.
Basically, yeah.
So wait. You're going to go be a nerd in a different way. Sounds great. We'll meet back here when I'm done at the library. Bye.
Okay.
Stupid racist.
And we're going to have to go save the world with him. I know. It sucks. All right. You guys do whatever. We'll meet back here at dinner. You get information. I'll see if I can get divine intervention.
Hold on.
You go.
We're going to research.
Work. Yeah.
Okay.
Noman's cool. We're going to hang out.
Good. Go do that. We'll see you at dinner.
All right. So, 30 minutes in, we've split the party. let's see. Altair, I'm going to put you point person for this side of the table. Mm-hmm. And then Braxis, I guess, would be the point person for this side of the table. So each of you roll me a d20.
She's not going with us, though.
Yeah, we have split the party in three ways.
Well, you roll me a d20 as well, Frigg.
Yay!
Ooh, natural 20.
Seven.
18.
Frigg, we'll start with you.
Didn't roll a one.
Alright, you head out from the Broken Staff and trundled over to the Temple of Lilith.
Yes. Trundle.
Finding your way back to it easily after Noman showed you the way to it the other day.
Don't give Noman credit for anything.
You asked him for directions and he took you there.
I could have found it.
You make it to the temple. This early in the morning, you see several people passed out on the street outside the various gambling halls that are around the temple. People that seem to be down on their luck. And just decided this was the best place to sleep. The temple itself?
How does, Lilith feel? You know what? I'm gonna give a... Mm-hmm. How many people are we talking that I see?
Five.
I'm gonna give each one of those dudes a silver and tell them better luck next time.
Inspiration point.
Okay. Yay.
Alright, so you give some alms to the disenfranchised and poor and head into the temple.
No, the people who lost at gambling.
Yeah. Alright, the temple's quiet. Lilith usually conducts her services later in the day. But you do see several priests kind of sweeping up and tidying the place.
Basically, I want to go to the altar and make myself comfy and meditate / pray and hope that something happens.
Okay.
Which I realize may take some time.
Yeah. How many hours do you want to spend doing this?
I will stay there until dinner time if I have to.
Alright, roll me a religion check.
Oh, I don't have religion. I keep forgetting that. and my intelligence modifier is 0.
So just whatever you get on the die roll.
11.
Alright, so you're there about 4 hours before you feel a tap on the shoulder.
Okay. Am I startled or is it cool?
A little startled. Okay. Just you were kind of deep in the zone as you were.
Okay. Who do I see when I look up?
You see a priestess of Lilith. Wearing ornamentation that signifies that she's probably the high priestess of this temple. She nods and says, "Hello, Paladin."
Morning, or afternoon, I don't know what time it is anymore.
she says, "You slipped straight from morning into afternoon."
Okay.
She says, "Praying for divine guidance?"
Yeah, I've had a couple really bad dreams about the end of the world, and Lilith has sent me on a mission, but I could use a little more guidance than what I have.
She says, "Well, why don't you step into my office?"
Does one find divine guidance in offices?
Sometimes, yes.
Cool, I'll take a chance on that.
Yeah. So she brings you into her office, sits you down. The priestess herself, she's a little heavier set, kind of olive-colored skin, long, dark hair. She sits you down and introduces herself. She says, "My name's Effort."
"I'm Frigg."
She says, "It's a pleasure meeting you."
"Thank you, you too.
She says, "You were in here the other day, yes?"
"Yes, yeah."
One of our priestesses gave you a blessing and some literature.
And some holy water.
Yes.
And we killed a manticore with that holy water. Well, and some sharp weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, thank you. Your temple was really helpful.
Yes. She says, "So what is this? You said you had a vision. Tell me about this vision."
"I describe it in detail."
"Wow, that's quite a disturbing vision you just described."
"Yes, it is. Hey, I've had a... I had a similar dream earlier that I describe in detail."
She says, "Less disturbing and more truncated, but still."
"So, we, this combined with this other vision from Lilith that I describe in detail, leads me to, like, basically we got the, like, there's a, the world is in danger, and Lilith wants me to save it, and I guess these weirdos are going to come and help me, and I found the chosen one, and I was hoping for more help, which is why I'm here."
She says, "Were you hoping for another vision?"
"Another vision, or a lead, or some information, a direction to go in, helpful tips and hints, a fortune cookie."
She says, "Well, I don't have any fortune cookies," she says, "unfortunately." She says, "But in the dream you were describing," she says, "the woods you were describing," she says, "they sound familiar to me." She says, "Have you ever been east of here, to the Great Eastern Forest?"
"You grew up there, right?"
You grew up just south of there.
I was going to say, I came from the east. I've been near there. I have not been there. Do you think I should go there?"
She says, 20 years ago, she says, there was a a near world-ending calamity that happened there."
"Like what?"
She says, some machination of the evil god Flavi." She said, ever since then, she says, there's a large swath of that forest that has never recovered." She says, "The trees there collapsed and turned into gray ashen husks, like the ones you described in your vision."
"And you think maybe Flavi's influence is still there and possibly getting stronger and expanding?
She says it's very possible. She says, Flavi, she says, you know, we know a lot about the gods. She says, you know, many of them take the appearance of a human or an elf, man or a woman. She says, Flavi, the only thing that people know about Flavi is that it is the void.
Mm.
It is...
I don't like the book.
It's accurate, beautiful.
She says, it has no form, it has no gender. She says...
That's stupid cat.
It is persistent as a cat trying to get your attention.
Nope.
She says...
Why? You're just going to have to live with it. He is in a mood.
See if you'll excuse me for just a second.
The priestess's cat is in a mood.
She says, Lilith finds these cats to be lucky. I find them to be very annoying, attention-grabbing little monsters. But She says that is perhaps one way to interpret your vision.
That sounds solid. I trust you. Thank you. May I have your blessing as we go to fix this stuff? Mm-hmm.
All right. She kneels down and prays with you for a bit. Puts her hand on your head and says, "May the odds
in the office."
Yeah. May the odds always be in your favor.
Okay. Thank you.
Lilith's blessing upon you.
Appreciate it. So I'm going to spend the rest of the time till dinner buying, like, food and travel supplies.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, what'd you guys roll?
18.
7. At the library, the Temple of Fulf. The temple is as silent, it's so silent you could hear a pin drop in it, as cloistered priests and various researchers sit at long wooden tables with magnanimous old tomes. Not magnanimous.
Magnificent?
Elephantine. Large.
Mm.
Big books! They have big books that they're reading.
I like big books.
I've been in a cult temple before. I know the etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
I know who to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I go up to them
mm-hmm.
and find a person who's gonna most likely to help me out researching.
Yes.
And talk to them.
You find an old dwarf with a slight humpback. He's like, yes.
I'm looking for information on the Blight.
You're gonna want recent history.
Okay. So he points me where to go?
He points you where to go. So what about you? Are you looking for recent history as well?
I'm looking for any mention of a burning stag. That you may know of.
Is this on like a sigil or like a painting or...
Or a dream? A vision?
It says dream interpretation. That's metaphysics, second level.
Okay.
Cat.
I go to the metaphysics section. Now.
Okay.
Best is with us today.
All right, I want each of you to roll me an intelligence check.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a cat. Caitlin, you have proficiency on this.
Well, is it history?
No, this would be investigate, actually. So.
Investigate,
mm-hmm.
and I add my proficiency bonus?
Yeah, this is his reason.
Oh my god. I fucking rolled a 3. Are you kidding me?
Am I also supposed to?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were good at research.
I can't
I'm
roll.
14. And I don't have an investigation, but I have a plus one.
Yep, so 15.
Use 15. Your inspiration.
I don't have any.
Somebody can donate inspiration.
Mm. Oh, I can donate.
For research.
I'll do that.
Ravid gives you his inspiration.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to roll the die, too, since I'm a useless motherfucker?
Can somebody just take this floppy asshole off the table?
You should probably get that checked. And really, don't put it on food services or surfaces. Not good.
We're just going to have to throw him on the floor repeatedly until he gets the idea.
What'd you do with the spray bottle?
All right.
Remember, this cat is not saddle. You weigh 17 pounds, not 7.
Yeah, just toss him on the floor.
Okay.
Just keep tossing him on the floor. He'll get it eventually.
All right.
The ground is for you.
The ground is made of lava right now.
All right.
All right, so I got inspiration. Okay, that's better.
Much better.
What did you get?
22.
Oh, cool. So 15 and 22 then.
Okay, so what you know about the Blight, it refers generally to a large section of the Eastern Carthelion Forest, where this aberrational energy from the god of Flavi had caused a near cataclysmic disaster that was averted 20 years ago. During that time, you realize that animals in the area were like mutating into strange, chaotic aberrations. And since then, nothing has grown there, and strange energy still crackles around the place. And sometimes creatures get summoned from other dimensions there by accident. I think it's like a good for a 22.
Hmm?
I think that's good for a 22.
Okay. So, it could be some sort of creature that we're set to fight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nomin, you find that a creature on fire in a dream might mean that you're stressed out about work.
I almost choked on my cherry.
Yeah.
And that stags, if they have horns, are often symbolic of your father. So think of that what you will.
Your father is stressed out about work, yo.
Blue's cat. There's too many smells happening in this house.
Link, be more like Zelda right now.
Can I have a cherry?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try this again.
He just loves it.
All right, so by around dinner time, you guys... you guys,
He's about to eat there.
Sorry, cats are cuter. Aww.
So it's just not me.
Apparently not.
That's okay.
All right, so... And you guys head back around dinner. All right. Team Underworld.
Okay. I guess just looking for hidden signs and messages. Mm-hmm. I'm looking essentially for like an office for the Thieves Guild or something like that. Or just someone who's kind of a boss. I guess I could also just check with a fence. But yeah, I'm just looking for a direction to go to start asking questions.
Sure.
I love it.
I have a jewel.
Alright, so.
No, come on.
You find your way to the Nightshade Society.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. She'll be lying down.
Which is the Guild of Assassins and Thieves. Let's see here. You are in Krailson, so how much money are you willing to spend on this? I mean, the grease palms.
I don't have much money.
It's not my baby. start with 10 gold and see where that goes.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Okay. Persuasion, I've got plus 4.
And Punchy, roll me an intimidate check if you'd be so kind. Jonas, roll me a deception check.
19.
So 14. So 18.
8.
The Cat of Chaos. It's been temporarily tamed.
After greasing some palms, you're led into a dark alley where bags are put over your head and you're blindfolded.
Oh!
A short carriage ride later, you find yourselves apparently underground in a small stone room. And sitting 10 feet away from you is a half-orc.
Not that one.
Not that one. He gives you the sort of like half-orc nod. Like, yeah.
So...
Okay, well, I guess we'll...
He says, my name is Jarlath Carlos.
Darlath?
Jarlath. He says, I'm the head of the Nightshade Society here in Krailson.
Pleased to meet you. We're looking for something, and I let her give her spiel.
Bunch of humans who stole a dwarf baby around whatever area.
Who do you want me to kill?
The people who stole the baby.
I just want the baby back.
We weren't sure what they would do with it. If they're keeping it, maybe selling it. Figure this is your city. If something like that happened coming through here, maybe we could get information, help us track the baby down. But we don't mean to disrupt your operation in any way.
So who stole this baby?
Troop of humans.
Well dressed, well healed.
I didn't see them. I just found their footprints.
Footprints, so carriage tracks?
Horse tracks, but human-sized feet.
So they were walking horses?
Well, they had to get off the horses at some point to steal my goddamn baby.
And they got back on the horses and ran.
Yes.
So, let's see. Rich enough to ride horses, but not rich enough to ride in carriages. So you're looking for somebody in the middle class. He speaks to you in Orcish for a second. He's like, what do you know about these two?
They're all right.
Aww.
He says, the elf makes me nervous. He has a shifty look about him.
You're right to be nervous about him.
So is he the backstabbing type?
I think we all are.
You're not wrong. Nice cloak, by the way.
Thanks.
He says, I'll put some feelers out. He says, it'll cost 50 gold pieces for the return of this baby.
That's reasonable.
This is what kind of baby is it? Gnomon?
Dwarf baby.
Or gnomish? Dwarf baby. Where'd you get the baby?
I found that baby. Fair and square.
Did you take it from somebody? Like somebody took this from you?
I took it from its slaughtered family.
That's so bad.
Did you do the slaughter?
I found a camp of dwarves that had been murdered. There were not really any discernible marks, no matter how good I am at trail sense. I could not follow anyone back to where they came from. And there was a baby crying in the tent, and I adopted it. And then those fucking humans stole my baby. Sorry, I forgot my Minnesotan accent.
It goes away when you get angry.
Those god darn humans, they stole my baby.
He says, 50 gold pieces, and this one will owe me.
Well, I paid the 10 gold to get us here. It's your baby. You should pay the 50. And I'll do the favor, of course.
How do I know you're actually going to give me my baby back?
Baby back, baby back. Baby back, baby back, baby back. Baby back, baby back, baby back.
Chili, baby. Damn commercial, so catchy. He says, are you questioning my honor?
I didn't get this.
It's a commercial from several years ago.
Why? Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Is it because I'm an orc?
No, I think it's because you live in a city. I don't trust city folk.
Gosh, oh gee.
You're suspicious, I appreciate that. He said, but what doesn't make their way to my position by making empty promises or empty threats?
How will you let me know when you find my baby?
Send you a gnome.
Okay.
I mean, payment upon receipt of the baby?
Shadow Boss isn't smart enough to know that. Like, she's smart, but not about humans or
she's not city smart.
City stuff.
She's not city smart. She doesn't know much about, yeah.
He says 50 gold pieces. And if we can't find it, we'll give it back to you.
Okay.
So the favor is non-refundable.
Understood.
Wait a second. Do you guys have a mouse problem?
I mean, a mouse problem? Is that what you said?
We do have rats, yes.
Where do you find tracks of these rats?
What?
Where are the rats coming in?
Oh, he says, we live underground. There's a bunch of holes around here.
I'm going to find a rat hole and attempt to speak with animal.
Okay. You see some beady eyes open up in the darkness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, what do you want?
What do you know about the people who stay here?
They're very careless with their foodstuffs. They just leave it anywhere.
Are they usually the same people and the same foodstuffs? Are they predictable?
He says, yes, it's the same ones, he says. Now, they often bring over tasty treats.
What kind of treats?
Blood-filled bags. He says, but they spill in the back rooms.
See, now I have to have a crisis of, do I want these humans murdered, or do I just want my baby back? Because I am chaotic good.
But they did steal your baby.
A capital offense among gnomes.
It's true. It's true. Amongst most people.
Yes.
You could just ask him to tell us where it is, and we can go get it. And decide what to do with the people.
He looks at you, punch it in, and says, is she talking to a rat?
She does that sometimes. I hate when she does it with rabbits.
Rabbits?
Okay, I think I'm going to take Jason's suggestion and give him the 50 gold for information on where the baby is.
Less work for us. He reaches out a hand to offer to shake it.
We may be a little busy for a time. How soon does the favor need to be done?
I'll contact you.
Okay. Oh, we tell him where we're staying. The broken staff?
He says, I'm aware.
I'm going to feed the rat some little trail ration-y bits.
Yeah.
And before I leave, I'll say, you know, one of those covers would probably be a good thing for your food, but just make sure they're around because they'll keep the spiders down.
I will take that under consideration. You are strange people, but have a great day. All right, so, bags back.
I'm sorry.
Jarlath.
Thanks.
Leader, or the spokesman of the Nightshade for this town.
Regional manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fifth rank assassin.
Isn't that as high as they go?
That's the second highest level, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to pick a fight. Not yet.
That's the same level as Lucia Frostbow.
Sorry. Near Solana again.
Carlas, K-A-R-L-A-S is his last name. Alright, so what do you guys do with the rest of your day? You get like 3 or 4 hours before you're supposed to meet back up.
Hey, Punch, you want to go pet some animals?
No.
I want to shop for a longbow.
I'm more into that.
Fine. Maybe I'll find some dogs along the way.
Alright, so you go to a weapon shop. Just down the way is a... you see a animal shop. Horses and ponies and dogs. So, shopkeeper welcomes you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What can I do you for today? Weapons? Shields?
What's the price on
shields that are weapons?
Quality longbow.
Quality longbow? Look in your book, buddy. He points to a list of prices on his wall. He says, what about you?
Oh, I'm just looking.
He says, you look more like the slicing and dicing type.
I am.
You have a sword. Is it a great sword or an axe?
I have a great sword, a hand axe, and a crossbow.
He says, have you ever considered a maul? Just a big old hammer to swing at things.
Sounds destructive.
Quite. Quite destructive. Especially when wielded by such a ferocious person. You could do quite a bit of damage with that. So what say you? Longbow for you, maul for you?
I'm debating because I know we could probably just find one on a corpse at some point. Is there anything a little nicer? Maybe...
less corpsey?
Magical, or... What's a great bow? Is that like a long bow, but
great? I think is a great bow in the book?
No, I just know I've heard about them.
He says, I have a great bow. Look at it. It's real great.
Super great.
Longbow is 50 gold pieces.
Yeah, at this point, 50 is still a little steep for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, to recap, what happened after that crashed? So the recorder crashed. So then you all met back up at the tavern and decided.
Well, those guys went shopping.
Yes. Oh, you went shopping. Can't forget the shopping. That's right. Because Punchy bought that mall.
Yeah.
And then Braxis demurred on buying a longbow. Then you guys went back to the tavern, and most of you talked about plans. And Punchy went outside and gallagherd up some fruits.
And she earned 5 gold.
Earning some gold pieces in the process. You all agreed to go east to the Blight. So the next morning you bought your horses.
And potions.
Potions and horses.
And ponies and dogs.
Ponies and dogs. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ravi purchased a horse he called Not Yet Meat, which we've abbreviated to NIM. Alicia's pony was named Sandwich Already, so that her character could have a pony named Sandwich. let's see. Your pony's named Havilar, uh-huh, after a dragonborn. Your horse is named Entropy.
That's right.
You have a fluffy kind of, what was it? A
Newfie.
Like a Newfie, kind of look like a collie-colored Newfie, that named Willamette. And you have a riding horse named Chester.
A draft horse, right?
Draft horse, yes. Sorry, draft horse. You guys left the town, and then on the way got ambushed by some highwaymen who...
almost killed us.
Who almost killed you, yeah.
Yeah.
Knocked 3 of you out.
Yeah.
But
four
you
of us. No, I didn't quite get knocked out.
But you were able to turn the tides just barely and escape the city.
Because Shadow Moss got to heal everyone and actually kill someone, mm-hmm, which was very exciting for him.
Punchy slew several people.
Yeah.
Like Punchy do.
But we expect that.
Yeah. There was a lot of cutting in half. You both did some cutting in half.
Yeah. And then you looted it, got some gold.
And another horse.
Another horse and a cart. The horse is named Loot. You also got some maces that you sold, and some like various sundries, including a cask of whiskey, several casks of ale, several crates of food. And then you went down the road uneventfully and rested up. So everyone should be back to full hit points and full spells and all that stuff, as it's now the 7th of Sylvian, and you guys are traveling along the road. All right, so... let's see. You guys are heading from Krailson to Lauren Carr at the moment. It's the 7th of Sylvian, and on your maps, how many days did we determine it would take to get there?
5.
5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we said it was 3 small hexes
a day.
Mm-hmm. And the 5 days was when we were thinking the large hexes.
No,
a
I counted
day.
It out. The small ones, it'll take us 5 days to get to.
How do I figure out the attack bonus on this mace?
It's your strength plus your proficiency modifier. So, what's your strength bonus?
Plus 4.
So plus 4, plus 2, so plus 6.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask how long it'll take us to get to Lauren Carr or Carfall?
Lauren Carr.
5 days.
5 days.
So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
All right, so the 7th of Sylvian, you guys are traveling, singing. You play a pan flute, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Which only gets grating after about 5 minutes and continues for the rest of the day.
Tin whistle.
Tin whistle.
It's hand whistle. Oh my.
Right.
several passersby kind of give you a, like a lot of you, an interesting eye and a slightly wide berth as you are armed to the teeth and playing a tin whistle.
Kind of maniacally.
The road itself is fairly heavily traveled. And as you guys get near the end of the day, you find yourself passing through a little hamlet called Cranback.
Is there an inn?
There is an inn.
No.
Is there only one?
There is only one.
Is this place mostly human?
This place is mostly human, but it does have a couple other non-humans. You see a couple dwarves milling about. A few halflings coming and going from the inn.
What's the town called?
Cranback.
Spell it.
Cranback.
Okay. Thank you.
Do they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rooms?
They do.
Really?
Nice.
They actually, it's actually, there's more rooms here than you'd suspect residents of the town. These type of little establishments along the tracks are mainly for travelers that are moving up and down the road, and kind of prevents them from, you know, having to camp out.
We could probably save a little money, though, by going with 3 rooms. The 2 of them, me and Gnome, and then you 2.
Altair?
Okay.
Gnome?
Sure.
I'm about saving money.
He's about snuggling. Brax. Wait, what?
Braxis.
Braxis and Nolan sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Alright, so you manage to find yourself in front of the rampant Harlequin.
What?
That's a good name. God, that needs to be memorialized.
That's a good name.
The rampant Harlequin?
Mm-hmm. It's a sprawling single-story wooden building. With a thatched roof. The smell of pork and mutton fills your nostrils as you enter.
Are we greeted by any staff?
Yes! A short male human. Kind of balding.
How short? I'm only 4 foot.
He's like maybe 5'1". So short for a human, but taller than most of you. Much shorter than Punchy.
As most people are.
Greetings. He says, greetings. Welcome to the Rampant Harlequin. Travelers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Teleporters.
I can't do that
powerful,
spell yet.
Powerful wizards, huh?
I can't do that spell yet.
Well,
working on.
Wizards, both powerful and non-powerful, are all welcome here at the Rampant Harlequin. May we stable your horses?
Yes.
It'll be 3 silver pieces. We'll feed them, groom them. Make sure they get some nice dry lodgings.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 silver pieces apiece, thank you.
Willamette sleeps with me.
That's fine, your dog is more than welcome in your room. Doesn't have fleas, does she?
I use natural remedies. Keep the fleas out.
Quite the accent, where are you from?
Laurenwood.
I'm from Laurenwood.
Oh, heading home then, are you?
A little further, I think.
We're on a mission from God.
You don't have to tell everyone we meet that.
It's important. The world might end.
Well, I will prep for that.
It just makes you sound like a crazy person. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
He says, tonight's menu, we have roasted pork and sharp cheese with a tankard of stout. It's 1 silver piece. You also get stewed mutton, barley biscuits, a tankard of bitter brew for a silver piece. Or we have a millet porridge if you don't eat meat. That'll be 5 copper pieces.
And you have rooms?
We do.
We need 3 rooms.
Just 3? There's 6 of you.
Well, are there 2 beds in each room?
There is a large enough bed to accommodate 2 people in each room, yes.
Oh. Okay.
We don't have to.
Cuddle close.
I don't think I have a problem with it. I'm just making noise.
Just come in, come in, come in, everybody. Come in from the...
Unless you snore, then there'll be a problem.
So you come in, there's a fiddler playing in the corner, playing some merry tunes.
Freebird!
Where? What? Do we need to catch one? Several patrons are kind of chatting amiably amongst themselves. The room itself has got a large number of tables and a nice, smooth, polished bar. At the various tables, you see a table with three humans, and then another table that has a couple halflings that are chatting with each other.
Does anyone look particularly shady?
Roll me a perception check.
17. Plus my stuff. So a lot. 20.
You might cast aspersions on one of the humans.
Do I sense the presence of evil?
You do not sense the presence of overt evil, no.
Okay. Just
check. Yeah, I'm just basically checking, like, if it seems like we're being followed or, like, they're looking for us, that kind of thing. But
you guys are paranoid right from the start. I like it. No.
We're on an important mission from God.
Yeah. All right, so you guys put your orders in. They bring you food.
Mm-hmm. I sit and eat.
How's
the beer?
The beer is... You don't love it or hate it.
How much was this food again?
It was a silver piece apiece. You hear the halflings kind of whispering to each other and, like, kind of laughing. One of them comes over to you at your table. He's like, excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but I was wondering... My mom is trying to FaceTime me right now.
It's your birthday. You need to talk to your mom.
Yeah, I will talk to my mom.
No, you don't. Nope.
I will talk to my mom in 45 minutes. One of them, excuse me. Miss, I have a bet with my friend here. Can I arm wrestle you?
How much are you going to give me?
I'll give you guy reaches into a coin pouch, looks through it, silver piece.
You just make him buy a round. Or buy you several drinks.
Do you guys have a healer around before you do this?
What are you talking about? I got this.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take a silver piece for arm wrestling.
Alright, roll me a strength check.
Did you hear this?
I kind of heard vaguely, but Altair's doing something else. Okay. Whenever all this is done.
Because she's not paying attention either.
You slam the halfling's arm right into the table.
Oh, shit.
He's just like, beginner's luck. Another silver piece. Let me try again.
Sure thing.
Do these halflings seem drunk?
A little.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Really good.
Oh, and I didn't do my advantage. I have a +3 for strength. 6 + 3 = 9.
You slam him into the table. Yeah, he's like,
you're gonna break the table.
Yeah, leans in. He's like, I'm trying to impress a date.
Oh, punchy.
He's like, third time's a charm. That's the silver piece on the.
Just give him this little one. He's giving me money. I have to give him a fair fight.
I think he's giving me money to have a not fair fight.
But he has to say that out loud.
I think he just tried to by saying he was impressing a date. Hey, little dude.
Do you want me to throw this one?
I want you to give it your best.
Okay.
Okay, punchy? You know how sometimes you don't understand other people's expressions or sayings? I'm interpreting for you, okay? He definitely wants you to throw it, but act like you're trying.
Okay. 2 silver.
Puts a second silver on the thing.
While this is going on, can I go chat up the female halfling?
It's a male halfling.
Oh, okay.
You still want to go chat him up?
I'm good.
And so, am I doing a strength?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to throw it? Roll me a deception check. So.
Yeah, I was going to say charisma or something over there.
9 + what?
Charisma.
One.
Ten. So he beats you. You don't sell it great.
Ow! Ow, my arm! It hurts so much! Why is he so strong?
Oh, God.
Well played.
He's like, yeah, I did it!
Altair laughs just like I do from behind the book she's reading.
And he goes back over to the table. If you can roll me an insight check, if you'd like.
I'm rolling an insight check?
If you'd like.
Sure. 10 plus 0.
Even with your 10, you realize that his date is not impressed.
That's funny.
But I thought that's what he wanted me to do.
No, no, you did everything perfectly. And you got, what, like 5 silver? See, this stupid imp thing paid for itself.
Can I do a perception or whatever and see if, like, the date is, seems to be going well or if this, like, did not bode well?
Insight.
Insight?
Yeah.
Which?
It's under wisdom.
I have no wisdom modifier, so a 14.
Well, this date's going. There's not going to be a date, too.
Oh. Unless.
I approach the table.
Interesting. Oh, go on.
The dude who's trying to arm wrestle with Punchy, I address him. Mm-hmm. I hear you like picking fights. You want to wrestle me? I wink at him surreptitiously.
He looks at his date. He's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, let's do this.
Alright, I'm a huff and puff.
You were way more convincing.
Alright. So he's going to arm wrestle you.
I'm throwing it.
Roll me a deception check.
Do I add anything to that?
Deception, if you have it.
Oh, I don't have it.
Charisma.
7 total.
Shit. Didn't go well.
His date's just like, do you know these people?
Oh, darn! I have been bested. I hang my head and slink back to the table, and I sit down and wink at the rest of the table.
Inspiration for you.
I'm already inspired. Do I get another one?
Nope. No. Nope. Just having you know. The date ends shortly after that.
Aww. Did they just leave, or does the halfling like come back?
The halfling pays for his stuff, and they leave. And a few hours later, he's actually back at the bar drinking by himself.
But on a much faster pace.
Yes. No, but what do you do during all this?
I don't know. I'm eating my food, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting quietly.
Sitting quietly?
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding questions?
Yes.
Ask him no questions. He'll tell you nothing.
All right. You guys pass the evening away. The fiddler changed into a full-on band. Locals and travelers alike dance on the floor. The ale pours late into the evening. And then it's the 8th of Sylvian.
Noman, what languages do you speak?
I
is this
speak
at breakfast?
Common, Elvish, Dwarvish, yeah. And Undercom.
I already speak all those.
So you can have secret conversations.
No, no, I want to learn more languages. So yes. If someone's got a language I don't have, I'm going to try and pick their brain over time.
So you guys spend, you guys get a nice breakfast, several... several strips of thick bacon and hash browns and eggs.
You're going to be nice to me and not racist?
I didn't say a word. I was just reading your lips.
They serve you some morning ale. Just like regular ale, just mildly less alcoholic.
Just like regular ale, mildly less alcoholic.
Breakfast ale.
Breakfast ale. Mm-hmm. And then you're back on the road.
On the road again.
Mm-hmm. I can't get wait to get on the road again.
We didn't even kill anybody in this town.
Yet.
Yes.
We did ruin a guy's date.
We did do that.
We were preventing overpopulation
between two men.
Yeah, they would try to get more babies.
All right, so you guys proceed down the road. Halfway through the day, a tinker stops by and offers you a selection of wares. So a small gnome with a cart. full of baubles and trinkets.
What's he got?
See, have any
I'm
ribbons?
Interested in new things.
What you looking for?
I don't know. What you got? Anything magical?
I do have a magical bauble or two.
Cool.
He says, let me just look at my inventory here.
I despondently look in my purse and hope.
It should be loaded.
No, because I am going to pay the actual cost for my spells because it's something my character's really concerned about. Mm-hmm.
So you even have to spend money?
I do.
Oh,
I have to
that.
Spend money to copy them into my spell book. Mm-hmm. So. But it's something that I thought of during the first session. I was like, this is a thing that I'm going to stick with. And that's why, hence why I'm so obsessed with making money and getting money for adventures.
That helps me understand your motivation a little more.
Okay. I thought you had to get money to be let back into your school.
No, I have to get money in order to be a wizard, because it's really expensive to be a wizard, and now I don't have the Wizarding Tower subsiding me and giving me money to do my craft. So I gotta make a nest so that I can continue.
He says, if you're looking for magical items, I got several.
Yeah.
First one up is this ring. He says, this magical ring will make you jump further than you ever thought you could jump before.
Okay.
He says, it's a 250 gold pieces.
Okay.
He says, I can tell by the look on your face that I should pack the expensive stuff and not
bring
that.
Show me what you got. Jumping ring?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a jumping bean.
And what's your name, sir? I didn't ask. I'm sorry.
He says, my name is Kanithar.
Spell that.
Kanithar.
Kanithar.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Altair. It's nice to
Kanithar
meet you.
The Tinker. He says, I've got this little noise-making device.
Okay.
He says, it's an orc with, like, two symbols.
How do you keep the bandits from just killing you and taking all your stuff out on the road? It's dangerous out here.
Pulls out a wand. Because I've got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Magic missile wand?
Never you mind. He says, if you're looking for something a little more offensive in nature, he says, I do have a magical short sword.
I'm intrigued.
What does it do?
It stabs people. And then they bleed. But it does it better than other short swords.
So what was magical about the noisemaker?
Nothing.
Oh,
it just
okay.
is cool.
Good for setting a distraction.
Good for... Good for being a shit. That's what that was. That was a call out to last session.
He says, perhaps you're worried about being diseased. Not passing any judgments. Some people are. He says, I have this little bubble here that if you wear it, you will never be... You'll be immune to all diseases.
Wow.
All diseases?
All diseases.
How much is that?
He says, this is 200 gold pieces.
Are you full of shit?
Hey, you're supposed to be nice to tinkers. It's like you've never heard fairy tales.
He says, your magical friend here can inspect it themselves.
I look at it.
You have detect magic?
No, I thought you just meant, like, roll...
Yeah, inside. You can look at it.
Yeah, I don't have enough detect magic.
Roll me an arcane check.
Okay. Then I do like this.
Does he seem evil to my divine sense?
No.
Okay.
I hope you check every single person we meet.
17.
That's kind of the plan. All right.
You mean, you don't know what it does, but you can definitely tell it is some sort of magical artifact from the Delvian Empire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any bags of holding?
Oh, yeah, I got bags of holding aplenty.
What do those cost?
That is a great question. Let me just look here at my little list. These are 100 gold pieces of these.
That's actually...
He pulls one out and says, look, you can put how much stuff you want in here. He's like, he pulls out a crown, he pulls out, like, a big anvil, he pulls out another thing, he puts it back down.
I think among us, we should have at least one of those. Does anyone have a bag of holding?
No, but we do have a cart.
It's like a bag of holding, just thicker.
But, like, what if we have something really nice? We don't want it visible. We put it in a little bag, and we hide that. Mm. Plus gross stuff, like when we cut off people's heads.
Yeah.
But we need to keep them.
Are bags of holding pretty easy to find?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to get one now, then.
How much is this magical?
We have a cart and boxes. We can put stuff in boxes on the cart.
We will eventually need bags of holding.
We will.
We will.
But not right now.
Especially when we're hauling thousands of gold pieces.
Yeah, that's when you need them.
Gold's heavy.
It is.
I want to dicker with the tinker for mundane items like the knitting supplies that I need for knitting Willamette's.
Roll me persuasion.
15 plus, what do I do with that one? Mm-hmm. Persuasion is, 16.
All right, so you have one down on a few things.
Okay.
Just take a gold piece off for your...
I want pretty ribbons for my hair.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I dig it.
He's like, I've got just the ones for you. Pulls out some purple and orange lace ribbons.
I dig it.
And charges you a copper piece for the privilege?
For the privilege of looking?
For the privilege of having.
Of buying them.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. I have pretty ribbons in
my hand. Is this all about you, my tall, brooding friend?
He's
looking up, he's like 3 feet tall.
I don't really do jewelry. Sorry, that's me.
No, I reckon not. You already got a cloak? Some new pants, maybe?
Are you saying I smell?
No.
Tinker, I'm tired of carrying this mace around. Can I interest you in it?
Yeah.
For, what is that? I think it was 2 gold.
2.5.
Two and a half.
So 2 gold on the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
All right. He says, anything else I can do for you before I move along this dusty trail?
What have you heard about the blight?
He says, you refer to the blight in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
East of here.
Yes.
Here, it's a nasty, terrifying place. Not one for people just to wander into.
You have anything that could help get into the forest?
I mean, you could just walk into the forest, he says. I've heard that the sickness that thing can cause, you know, might be bad, so maybe you should consider the disease thing.
How much was that? 200?
Yeah.
Where are you based?
Based?
Yeah. I mean, do you just travel along the tracks between here and Lorencar, between here and Carver?
Travel here, there, everywhere. I don't have a home that I call my own.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, it's my life.
But it makes it harder for us to find you later if we want to buy your disease potion.
So act now.
Can I sell him my short bow since I now have a long bow?
I assume we're going in the opposite direction from this guy.
Yeah.
Alright, so half of what's in there.
Ow! It was a ring of never be diseased.
Mm-hmm. He says, if you go into the blight, he says, I recommend packing extra healing potions. Making good with the people that live near there.
Ow.
Might need a place to refuge up.
Mm-hmm. How far are we from the flight at this point?
A long ways.
A really long ways.
It's on the opposite end of the country from you.
Yeah, all the kids talk about hexes confused about how fast we're traveling.
You can move 3 of those hexes in a day.
The small ones?
Yeah.
It's still only a few weeks.
Yeah.
You're talking months. But then we might get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows?
On the way.
It's a long and winding road.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright. So he bids you adieu and wishes you well on your way. He proceeds onward towards Crescent.
A little over 16 days to get directly to
Crescent?
No. To get to the light.
No, we're going away from Crescent.
Yeah, but yeah, he's heading up. He's heading
to the Crescent. Okay.
All right, that night, you guys are making camp along the road. Who's keeping watch?
I can do the watch for a good chunk of it since I don't sleep.
My alarm spell will make an audible noise if anything comes close. It's a 30-foot square, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll do the first watch.
I'll do the second watch.
And that's 8.
Alright, so during the first watch, you don't have to roll for it.
Right.
An older human is walking along the road and sees your fire. He says, "Excuse me, may I approach your fire?"
You just have to stay quiet enough not to wake up these people.
All right, he steps close to the fire, and the alarm bell goes wah, wah, wah.
Oops.
What's going on?
He startles.
I come up with firebolt ready. What's going on?
I've got my axes.
So I didn't mean any alarm. Just old man. In the chill night air, just want to warm my bones by your fire.
Old man walking around alone at night?
What time is it?
Yeah, that's not suspicious.
First watch, so.
Yeah.
Like, was it midnight?
No, it's maybe like 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah. So we haven't been asleep very long. Yeah,
oh.
We are.
Yeah. He says, "I'm just trying to make my way to Krailson."
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka. And I stare at him as I recast. You can't leave now.
Just acting weird for 10 minutes, huh?
That's fine with me. If you don't mind, I would like to sleep by this fire tonight. That's good.
Make sure he doesn't kill us. Good.
Mm-hmm. So what's your name? I'm assuming the rest of you are going back to bed, or?
Yes.
Braxis.
Well, a pleasure to meet you, Braxis. My name is Ramas. Sends a hand.
Ramas.
Mm-hmm. Ramas.
So, what are you traveling to or from?
He says, I'm traveling to Krailson. My grandson lives there. He says, I'm from a small town called Lumberson. He says, or was, I should say, I'm no longer have a town to go back to.
What happened to it?
Well, I was actually in Krailson, came home, and the whole town was abandoned. And these clerics, paladins of Soleri were there, burning it down. Said the town had been overrun by zombies.
Zombies. Disgusting.
He says, yes, my son was among the dead. He says, Quite a terrifying ordeal from what I can gather, but...
So where are the zombies now? Did the clerics take care of it? Is it all over?
Apparently some roving band of people, much like yourself, took care of it for them.
That's probably a little beyond us, but...
Terribly.
I'm really grumpy that Fred went back to sleep.
You could still be falling asleep. You can hear this. It's your character. You do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I warn him that towards Krailson there are road bandits who may try to exact a toll, but you don't have to pay the toll. Just kill them.
I think my killing days are quite behind me. I was a lumberjack by trade in my youth. I'd swing an axe fairly well, but mostly at trees. One time at a home intruder, I think I caught a finger, but that's about it.
I'm sure he learned his lesson.
Yeah. He says, well, I appreciate your hospitality, but if you don't mind, I'm going to lie down and rest my bones.
That sounds good. I don't really have more questions for him. But I'm going to watch him.
All right. He falls asleep.
Oops.
He's still asleep when you guys switch shifts.
Mm-hmm. And I keep watching him.
In the morning, he wakes up, he warms his hands by the fire, and he just nods at you and heads back down the road.
Okay.
All right.
I leave him up.
It's not how most random encounters go.
Right?
It's like he's going to turn into a werewolf or something.
That's why he's tricksy. You never know what he's going to give you. Sometimes it's just fine, and sometimes it's like, oh shit, it's a little old man that turned into a beholder.
It's a dangerous world.
It is.
Wait, did you determine whether or not he was undead? Did you remember that?
Oh my god, I forgot! The fuckers woke me up! I was all fuzzy-headed!
Might have been a ghost.
Might have been, yeah.
Who knows? I should have been a lot more suspicious. I was suspicious that he was traveling alone at night, and then I'm just all like, make sure he doesn't kill us. I'm going back to the loop.
Yep. If he's an evil undead person, let me know. I'll smite him in the morning.
Pretty much. Well, we wish him luck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die.
Well, someday, I guess, but probably not today.
Probably sooner if you're traveling alone.
He doesn't have anybody else to travel with. His whole village died.
Yeah, but there's nobody else going to Krausen that he's bumped into?
Probably is.
You should catch up to the tinker.
Right.
All right, he shuffles along down the road. Arms slightly outstretched.
Hail Morad.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys travel that day.
This is the ninth
This
now?
Is the ninth of Sylvian. You pass, I think, the halfway point this day towards Lorentarn. Nothing happens? Exciting?
So are there going to be... Is there a decent inn there, Lorentarn?
Yeah, it's a city.
I'm just asking. I don't know what we're heading into.
Yeah, it's just like a town. It's not as big as Krausen by any means.
Should we try and stay at your school or get in a...
You guys can stay at the inns. I'll be at my wizard's tower, but non-magic users of...
Are you allowed to go back there even for a night? They were pretty firm with kicking you out.
I guess we'll find out. I intend on staying at the wizard's tower and talking to my master while I'm on an adventure. I mean, you guys won't be let in. Sorry about you. There's not room.
I do magical stuff, and she does magical. Too.
No. It's a wizard's tower. It's for wizards. There's a difference.
And she calls me racist.
It's not racist, it's just different.
You're racist. The Ninth of Sylvian, she's classist.
It's a quiet day. Nothing happens, it's exciting. Passed by random strangers.
We try not to kill each other.
You don't try not to kill each other. The tin whistle has ingrained itself into your persons now. You don't remember a time before the tin whistle, and you don't expect there'll be a time after the tin whistle.
There is
just the tin whistle.
Just the tin whistle.
I find it's time to talk to you quietly without the other people. Do you think you could do something about that whistle, because you're all sneaky and stealthy? Like, maybe while she's sleeping...
If there's an opportunity, I may...
Like, it falls out of her pack. Or it gets punctured in another place so it doesn't make any more noise. Because you've got skills.
He's got the skills to pay them bills.
You can always buy some cotton buds.
You're not in on this conversation.
I have good ears. I know.
Nestcam IQ can send you an alert when it spots a person.
Fucking ads.
Do I sense evil?
You do sense evil.
Capitalist evil.
I was just trying to get a thin whistle.
None for us.
Actually, this is wonderful.
For the first 5 minutes.
For the 5 minutes.
No, it's not screechy at all. I thought it was like terribly screechy and painful.
But
no,
this.
She's supposed to be pretty good at it. It's just this
all
for 8 hours.
I thought it would be just one note. Like all day.
I'm on Punchy's side. I find this delightful. I would listen to that 8 hours a day.
See, I'm
Do you
channeling...
play the same thing over and over again?
Yeah.
Or is it like the same like 3 or 4 songs?
I'd say probably 3 or 4 songs.
Oh.
It's mostly freestyling. Jazz.
Every once in a while I get into it. With a beat, myself. I like it.
Everyone else hates.
That's delightful.
She must
okay,
be thirsty
wait,
all the time.
Okay, wait, is this Altair, or is this Caitlin who's used to retail and repetitive soundtracks?
Oh, any human can get used to that. But no, I really like that kind of music. Caitlin does, so now Altair does.
Okay.
Periodically, when there's a high note, my dog just starts howling.
In the back of your cart.
All
right.
Like, hey, he likes it.
All right,
sure.
Punchy. The next day, the 10th of Sylvian. You guys.
Wait, do you do anything in the night? Do you try
Not
to get
the
to
first
this whistle?
Night, no.
The 10th of Sylvian. You see on the edge, see on the horizon, the long horizon, the forest. Lorenwood Forest. Mm. You spend the entire day walking towards it.
What happened to our horses?
Or riding towards it.
Riding.
The horses walk.
Clopping towards it. And as you make camp that night, you are on the edge of the Lorenwood Forest. Tomorrow, you will arrive in Lorencar.
I am finally bored enough to ask if anybody wants to play dice.
Yes, play dice with the Paladin of Luck.
I know, right? They don't know about my magic talisman that gives me advantage when gambling.
I think I know about Lilith, though.
Luck. Who wants to press their luck?
We are playing for keeps.
If we are close to the forest, I am probably wandering off for long stretches of time during the camping time to explore and try to find interesting things.
By the way, I speak giant.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
So, anybody play dice with? Anybody play dice with Frey?
Too poor.
We don't have to play for keeps. We got stones. We can play with pebbles just to entertain ourselves for a while.
When do I get an animal familiar again?
When do you get an animal familiar? Do you go after the whistle this night?
Well, let's leave it to chance. We'll play your game. and if you convince Punchy to play, Punchy loses, I might consider... No, wait, I can't. I promised them I wouldn't steal from them.
You could have mentioned this 2 days ago.
Yeah, I just remembered.
So 2 days ago, he let you know.
Fine. So much for that idea.
Dejected, Frigg puts her dice away.
No, I play by myself.
You're winning.
Yeah.
Look at that cat. Is happy.
Look at that cat face.
All right, in the woods that evening, Shadow Moss.
Nice.
You feel invigorated to be back in your old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm. I'm visibly calmer than I have been in the past. Just much more settled in myself and confident.
Are we staying in the woods tonight?
Yeah, you're right on the edge of them.
Right on the edge of them. Okay, cool.
Is this also where you found the baby originally?
Mm-hmm.
In the woods is where I found the
baby. So maybe it came back.
Maybe.
Spend time thinking about your baby, wondering where it is.
Does this baby have a name?
Baby.
Probably that I
know.
Gnomes don't give
baby.
Names to babies until like the third year. Chris just made that up for your benefit.
I appreciate that.
Is your brother-in-law a gnome?
Oh no!
It took his brother-in-law a long time to name your babies.
Oh, it's a pretty standard tradition in a large amount of the world not to name babies until they pass the danger zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just checked something real
quick. Of course, the danger zone varies from group to group.
Place to place, yeah. No. I don't know if the druids get animal familiar.
That's the same reason you don't name the animals you're going to slaughter.
Anyway, we'll figure out the animal familiar thing later. Alright, so you do, however, realize that as you're in the forest that evening that you can transform into your beast form.
Yay! Yay! I get to be a wolfie!
Can you only do it in the forest?
No, she can do it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna freak out your dog.
I'm gonna smell
introduce
the same.
Them.
I'm gonna smell the same, so it's still gonna recognize me.
So you turn into a wolf, and you and your dog play out in the woods for a while.
Oh,
that's adorable. I like it.
Best friend.
And so you realize you can be a beast for about an hour before you get too tired and you have to transform back into yourself.
Awesome. Does it require concentration, or how does it work?
I know, you just turn into a beast, and you're a beast for an hour.
Cool.
I mean, you can untransform it anytime you want.
Okay.
And you can't cast spells when you're in a beast. But
is it basically polymorph?
Yeah.
It's like single-use polymorph?
Pretty much. So you can do it twice a day.
You could probably have like more weight and mass as a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there like attack advantages?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll get all that ready for next time. Okay, so, next day, the 11th of Sylvian.
Are we on a road in the woods?
Yeah, the road goes through the woods.
Cool.
As you walk down the road, you see lumberjacks carrying their axes over their shoulders, going off into the woods, chopping things down.
Are they okay? Do they have butter scones for tea?
Yes. They put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
Maybe we should ask them if there's any signs of blight out in this wood, too.
They are the blight in this wood.
It's a different kind of blight.
Mm-hmm. And Altair, you realize as the day goes on that you're getting closer and closer.
Yay!
Alright, so, near evening, as the sun is getting ready to go down,
are we about to camp? Is that what we're...
You're actually about to get to Lauren Carr.
Okay. I'm going to make some excuse to double back for a while and become a wolf and then go snap at the heels of the lumberjacks just to scare them.
Alright, roll me a intimidate check with advantage. With advantage, luckily.
Oh, wow. What was that?
Two ones in a row.
No, God, I hate that. Isn't that the worst? Die away.
Put it in time out.
I love it. Okay, what horrible, hilarious thing happens. Like, oh,
who's so your good puppy? Who's your good puppy?
We see a lumberjack walk out of the woods.
The lumberjacks emboldened attack you as a wolf, knocking you down to 0 hit points. Pretty close to immediately. You just transform back into a gnome.
At that point. And get all my hit points back, because how it works. Yeah, okay.
Are you all naked, though? Like, what happens to your clothes?
No, they
stuff?
Just stay morphed into Harvey.
They go into
Zeus. One of the lumberjacks is just a fucking gnome. Fuck you, gnome.
Fuck you.
I'm making an honest living.
Hey, fuck you. You're destroying this year's forest.
You're destroying my livelihood.
Yeah, well, you're destroying the livelihood of all the creatures who live here. You think you're so fucking special. I'm gonna huff off into the woods again and try to catch up with them.
A very, very visibly annoyed and slightly limping Shadow Moss comes back to the group after disappearing for a bit.
Don't ask.
Anyway, you move up a hill. As you get to the top of it, you see down below you Lauren Carr, a large city with a big wooden wall around it, big palisades. In the center, or the western side of town, kind of near the center, you see a large circular tower. It's the Wizard's Tower. It's Caitlin's home.
Altair's home.
Yay.
Okay. As you guys stand there on top of the hill, the tower explodes. And that's when we'll start the next session.
How the fuck did the dates match up like that? The fuck?
That's probably why he was taking such careful notes. Previous
Is that supposed
episodes.
To happen?
No!
Alright, we
we're
will
done now,
give you some
right?
experience points.
Okay, I can't do my freak out right now.
No, we'll start the next session with your freak out, because that sounds like a great way to start a session. So, experience points.
The fuck? The worst thing is, I know exactly what happened. But Altair isn't going to know at all what happened.
I feel like Fairfield's just putting you through an intense, like, anti-metagaming character knowledge versus player knowledge.
Is that what this is?
Like, you can't react to that. You can't do
it. Well, clearly she can react to that. It's her home.
Okay, but you can't react to that with prior knowledge.
Everybody gets 150 experience points.
The fuck?
For killing 8 thugs and for good role-playing. And
so we're at 551.
Or 601 for you guys, yeah.
So this is my first time using the dice I bought when we went to visit Chad in Vancouver. What the fuck?
I love you. You're so grumpy.
Is that the right date?
It is 100% the right date.
That is definitely why he was taking such careful notes.
I could have sworn it happened like in planting or something. No, or 11... did we start in planting?
You started in planting.
That's what it was. I was thinking we started in Sylvan and went to plant, but it was we started in planting and Sylvan was actually.
Good session, everybody. Hope you had fun.
Yeah.
Is my mentor dead?
Probably.
God damn it! I'm not going to the blight. I got somebody to chase down.
Going to the road would be windy.
Yeah, it's gonna be windy. But how are we gonna chase them down? Damn it! Wow.
Yeah, this is uncomfortably hot.
Oh, sorry. We could have put this.
Nah, okay.
Sorry,
it's
man.
It's only now that I realized that it is.
Yeah, we need to turn the fans on, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice